For all the stress and stigma attached to getting held back a grade, sometimes it's the best option for a struggling student. That was the thinking behind a policy the North Carolina State Board of Education created 10 years ago. Third, fifth, and eighth graders must pass a year-end test before moving to the next grade. But State Superintendent June Atkinson says the policy hasn't worked.
When we looked at the data, we did not see any significant difference in how many students were retained or promoted.
That's mainly because the policy allows school districts to make exceptions, and they often do. Christopher Kobitz in the CMS Office of Accountability doesn't know how many students in the district are promoted to the next grade without passing the year-end test. But he says CMS is careful to focus on how well students are performing.
So that children do not simply get passed from one grade to another, that there is some indication, even if it is not the standardized test by itself, that there is some indication that the child is performing and learning and coming up to the expectations of the school.
Students will still be required to take end-of-grade tests, but now that those tests won't be so closely tied to student promotion, State Superintendent June Atkinson hopes schools will focus on small calibrations in a student's performance year-round.
We have many more tools to help improve instruction along the way rather than waiting until the end of the grade or end of the year to do assessment of how students are learning.
Practically speaking, the change is likely to have little effect on how districts are promoting or holding back students. But Atkinson says districts will save time and money because now they won't have to go through an official waiver process when they want to advance a student who didn't pass the test. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.